Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
So you had an idea about a topic today.
Yes. Pride. Want to make sure that we talk about it and understand it.
Yeah. What made you think about that?
Well, one of the things that came to my mind is how pride can manipulate you.
Okay.
Into falling short of who you really are by allowing pride to take over you.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Like, did anything happen today or it just kind of like popped in your head?
Well, several things happened today that I was having a conversation with a young man and mm-hmm. was letting him know, just because things are the way they seem to be for you doesn't mean it's that way for everybody else.
Gotcha.
And you should never try to manipulate the situation.
Gotcha. So I had a second to think about what pride might be. And mm-hmm. A few things I thought about, one being was okay. thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
So putting yourself above others.
Oh my goodness.
And above God.
Yeah. And we have to be careful with that because that's the stand that the enemy took, you know, trying to be more than it should be. One thing I think about is when people dealing with pride, they keep going and going and trying to figure out ways to manipulate the situation to make it better for themselves.
So when we're thinking about ourselves,
mm-hmm.
what does that look like? So thinking about mm-hmm. yourself and putting ourselves before God. So basically it ends up being not necessarily wanting to do things God's way.
Yeah.
We feel like our way might be better.
Well, you look at it from this perspective. Some people may not even know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they want things to go their way because that's the way they feel. They feel like they should. They deserve to be treated this, given this mm-hmm. opportunity or take
yeah.
from
yeah.
others. You know, they feel like what they're doing is not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it takes someone to be able to explain to them what pride is, you know, because pride is so manipulative. You mm-hmm. have to be ever so careful. And some people don't even realize they're doing it. Or mm-hmm. they realize they're doing it, but just don't care.
So you brought up the idea about Satan and how Satan was so self-absorbed
mm-hmm.
that he felt like he could be better than God.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a big part of our culture now is not necessarily us saying out of our mouth that we feel like we can be better than God, but we find ourselves being prideful when
mm-hmm.
we push aside God's way to find out or mm-hmm. step into what we think is an easier way because it feels better to us, it's more
yeah.
comfortable for us. It might be things that we've done for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It may be things that we have done for so many years that have seemed to have worked.
Yeah.
Because you also brought up manipulation.
Yeah.
So maybe we've done things a certain way for so long, and depending on who we're around, depending on the people
right.
we come into contact with, we've learned ways to manipulate situations
mm-hmm.
to work out
yeah.
in our favor and work out to our advantage.
Yeah, I only can speak from experience. When it comes to me, and there's some things that, you know, some people don't like to admit that they was prideful,
mm-hmm.
But I want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think about pride in my perspective, and you were saying that people try to hide who they really are,
mm-hmm.
that's pride
mm-hmm.
all day long. You know, I try to, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want nobody to know that I don't know this or know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you try to keep yourself, when you don't know something, you can't learn anything.
Right.
You know, because you're keeping yourself sheltered and closed off.
So just speak up.
You
yeah.
should speak
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to be all you can be. Not just in who you are, but in Christ and then in with your family.
So we limit ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We limit ourselves when we are fearful of speaking up and saying,
yeah,
something that we're not, but we don't realize how freeing it is to be able to say, this is something that I'm not. Because if I'm not something, then that means God is more. We're getting ahead of ourselves, but but I mean, that's so good and that's so true. I mean, and then our culture tells us so much to think about ourselves, put yourself first. And that direction in our culture can push us so much so that we do tend to lean away from God, and we are afraid to speak up and say, well, I don't know, or whatever the case may be.
Well, I'll use a small example. You know, when I was younger, when I was fresh out of high school and got into the workforce, and I was just so shy and so naive to different things and studied, speaking of like, hey, can you show me how to do this? I would sneak when people were not paying attention and try to learn it for myself because I didn't want nobody to know that I didn't know. And nobody was thinking about it. You know, they want to train you. But I was so silly to think that they would be laughing at me. So I was prideful of letting people know that I didn't know this.
Right. So that is, because I was going to ask, like, how do you think it comes in? And that's the way that it comes in. It came in a way that you weren't even thinking about it.
Well, see, I look at it like this too, dear. I look at it, our culture, because you said our culture. And one thing you don't want to do is look bad in front of people that's like you. You know, because some people are judgmental. They might, it might be a joke to them, but you might not think of it as a joke. You know, because you take it to heart that you didn't know this particular thing at that time. And we got to be ever so careful allowing the enemy or people to control our emotions.
So, yeah. So that's a way that it sneaks in. People pleasing. You want to not look bad in front of people. And just kind of given our background, like us growing up, you were rejected coming up. I was rejected coming up. So we, you and I both have dealt with this issue a lot. Just in our marriage over the years before we got married. I mean, these are things that we've dealt with. And because they become, they can become so much a part of you, you begin to think that is yours. You begin to think that's who you are. So when you mentioned you would wait until people left, that is you saying, I'm just trying to protect myself from being embarrassed. But what we're letting in is a spirit of pride, because that gives way to more issues.
It does.
It gives way to what?
You can harm
manipulation,
yourself.
Manipulation, like a whole lot of stuff.
So many different doors are open up, because you know the enemy don't, he doesn't stop there. He keeps going. And one thing I learned that, you know, I might be short on words, but I make sure whenever I say something, I get my point across. You know, because I'm so in tune with making sure I don't embarrass myself. I just, I'll be looking around. If I, if it's, if you ever see me in a conversation with someone and they doing most of the talking, that means I'm like trying to fish and figure out what what's supposed to be said next. And that's not, has to, it doesn't have to be that way.
We limit ourselves.
We limit ourselves.
We limit where we're able to go. We limit how much we are capable of doing. And then again, it goes back to what we just said in the beginning, that we take ourselves out of focusing on God and allowing God to be who he is in our life. We put so much back on ourselves to become something that we pull away from who God actually is in our life. And that then goes into, like, my next question was, like, what causes pride? I think I hit on it a little bit, like being rejected. That could be a root or a root hook or a cause of it. A but shame. Not knowing who you are. When we don't know who we are, we tend to hang on to these things that give us a sense of security. So, learned behavior. We can see it, maybe see it on TV, and it's funny and a joke, like, oh, okay, that was nothing. But we mimic these things, or we see somebody else do it.
Right, right.
you know, things that just kind of tend to come in to be a little simpler and easier to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I look at it like this, because, you know, pride and shame run hand in hand. They're actually walking together, holding hands,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, you want to make sure that you're always protecting yourself when you're prideful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to always make sure that you're saying the things that you feel like is the correct way to say it, or trying to manipulate the situation mm-hmm. so nobody will know that you don't know. Or you know, but you don't want to give away to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to look like you're something you're not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you got to make sure that you don't do those sorts of things, you know, because all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. And just, yeah, I mean, when you talk about setting yourself up for failure,
mm-hmm.
you're digging deeper holes. You're putting yourself in pits that it's just really going to be difficult to get out of, because mm-hmm. it just spiral effects.
It does.
One thing into the other.
My Lord.
Yeah. Mm. So, like, what does it do? What are the effects of it? I think you're kind of hitting on it a bit right there, too, mm-hmm. though. Like, it puts you in a pit. You just dig holes deeper. But it changes your character.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You could be a person who's filled with joy,
mm-hmm.
compassionate, loving, responsible. These could be who you are.
Right.
But when pride sets in and pride comes in because of, we talked last week about trauma
mm-hmm.
and how trauma gives way to anxiety.
Yes.
But when we allow things to set in, maybe there has been a traumatic experience in our life mm-hmm. and it causes us to fear different things that are going to come up, and those anxious feelings come.
Mm-hmm.
So then we set in, and then here comes that pride. We're afraid to move.
Yeah. I have like a small memory of there was this young man. He was a bully of the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and his name was Larry. We'll just say Larry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he, for whatever reason, whatever he caught me, he wanted to pull on my ears and say, "I like playing with your ears. I like playing with your ears." I'm like, "Why is this dude doing this?"
Yeah.
And I had too much pride to let my mom know, because the kind of mom I was, she's like, "You better stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You better make sure that you protect yourself. Even if you get knocked down, you continue to fight."
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to let her know that I was afraid of this dude because he's so big.
Mm-hmm.
And I let pride come in, and I come home dirty. Mom said, "What happened to you?" "Oh, I just fell."
Mm-hmm.
You know, not letting her, didn't want to let her know that Larry pushed me down again.
Yeah. Yeah. Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear gives way to pride.
There it is. Fear, shame, and manipulation.
Yeah. Yeah. We become manipulators.
Mm-hmm.
Liars. Yep.
They all run in hand in hand together. Like kids on the playground.
Yeah. Angry, bitter.
Yes.
When we're dealing with pride, because it's just not who we're supposed to be.
Right, right, right.
It's not our makeup.
It's not. It's not.
It's something that the enemy
mm-hmm.
did.
But we allow him to come in. We open the door because we was afraid. That's how the enemy comes in.
Yeah, that's tough. We become unforgiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Yeah. Yes.
So when pride sets in, we don't want to put ourselves in a situation to say we were wrong.
Right.
Because if we say we were wrong, then that could possibly open up the door to more rejection.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we sit back and think about those different things, and you're like trying to figure out, how can I live with this?
Mm-hmm.
Because you start thinking of yourself less. Because you allow this to happen. At least mm-hmm. I only can speak from my
mm-hmm.
perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally get mad,
mm-hmm.
then I'm real mad.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't take you to get real mad before you realize mm-hmm. that you don't have to live this way. Because you feel shame for the things that you said and did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be your mother, your grandmother, your friend, your sister, your brother. You don't want to lie to them. You mm-hmm. want to make sure that you're truthful about what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. So when you're dealing with a spirit of pride,
mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about this thing here.
Yeah.
Like, pride always wants to be right.
Yeah, it does.
And it tries to push its right, wrong. And I say wrong, mm-hmm. quote unquote, it's right, quote unquote, wrong mm-hmm. on people.
Yeah.
Which I guess is manipulation.
Yeah.
But it just gives way and it just opens up the door to so much. So then dealing with a spirit of pride may could be the source of some unexplained health issues.
Oh my God. It runs so deep.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I use the metaphor, they're running together, holding hands. Pride holds on to shame. Shame holds on to fear. Fear mm-hmm. hangs on to anxiety. You know, they all run together. And one leads up to the next
mm-hmm.
step in your mind. Right. And you don't want your mind to be cloudy with all these different emotions.
Right.
If you can get rid of pride, you eliminate most of the problem.
Yeah. And that you, me and you had talked years and years ago about mm-hmm. a book, you know, You.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And I think that may be a big part of what we're even discussing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the things that occur in our life, we have to face the facts.
Yeah.
That most oftentimes it could be us that's just simply causing this stuff to happen.
Mm.
So when we look at ourselves, yeah, when we look at ourselves, the better off we'll be versus pointing fingers at, because we can start looking at other people differently.
Yeah, yeah.
We start
yeah.
pointing the finger at other people as if mm-hmm. they're all the problem, if it's all their fault that we are who we are and we, you know, we're not succeeding. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to point the finger when we're not successful in areas that we desire to be successful in, which is a spirit of pride.
Yeah. And it becomes a smell, like it lingers.
Hmm.
And you don't want pride to linger. Because it opens the door, like we just said, for other things to happen mm-hmm. or other emotions to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of these things are emotional driven,
mm-hmm.
and you want they can drive, you can drive them out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If they can drive in, you can drive them out.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to make sure that we understand that we do have the power to speak over those things as though they are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be caught up in being shameful, prideful, sinful,
mm-hmm.
unloving, liars. We yeah. want to make sure that those things get driven
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
So no more pride in our life.
Yeah. So driving that stuff out
mm-hmm.
because that is important.
Yeah.
So now you're talking about things that we should or could do to like overcome this.
Yeah, yeah.
So driving that out is what you say, like just pushing it back,
mm-hmm.
speaking those things that mm-hmm. are not, just speaking things into existence, speaking yeah. the truth. So, you know, I'm not prideful.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I guess, as simple as it gets.
Yeah.
Just you know. Because when you're operating in a spirit of pride, the Holy Spirit, I tell the kids all the time, I know the Holy Spirit told you yeah. not to do that.
Right.
And you didn't listen. I'm like, I know the Holy Spirit lives in you.
Mm-hmm.
And they just give me this look like, mm-hmm, yeah, yes, ma'am. You know, there's a big conviction. But I'm like, you know, that's what I yeah. say that to them because I know he lives in me.
Right.
So when I'm doing something dumb
mm-hmm.
and I go ahead and push through with a dumb decision.
Right.
My decision, then that's me saying, okay, Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. I don't need you right now. I hear you, but I'm not going to deal with this right now. I'd rather deal with the consequence of this later.
Oh my God.
Which is beyond anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying yeah. to God, I don't need you right now. Pride. I'm going to deal with this situation later.
Mm-hmm.
Pride. Because this situation is greater than you.
And that's giving power to something that you can definitely have power over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a spirit
mm-hmm.
that tries to latch on to who you are,
mm-hmm.
but try to make you out to be something that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to make sure that pride gets driven out before it even set up a camp in your spirit, man. You know, we want to make sure that it does not have a place in your heart or your thoughts.
Yeah. So just, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. So when you say not in your heart or your thoughts, or when them thoughts pop in your head, mm-hmm. it's important to begin to say, I'm not going to do that. I mean, I talk to myself. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. No. I push you back.
Yes.
I'm not going to walk in that. Mm-hmm. That's you having trust and allowing God to be who he is in your
all
life.
All the way.
So that's us putting ourselves in a vulnerable position mm-hmm. as the Bible calls us sheep. But yeah. just putting ourselves in this vulnerable position to say, I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. Yeah. And just think about a good, good father. Think about mm-hmm. a loving parent. Let's just think about us for a yeah. second. If one of our kids came to us and said, okay, I'm struggling mm-hmm. in this area. There may be things that we don't like that they do.
Yeah.
But if they humbly came to us and said, Mom, Dad, I'm struggling with stealing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
We wouldn't yell at them. We wouldn't punish them. We would say, okay, what do we need to do to get this situated? We got to get yeah. this figured out. What can I do to help you?
And that's just to us freely.
Yeah. And that's just like with God. When we come to him freely, when we open up our heart and say, mm-hmm. God, I can't do this.
Right.
I need help. I'm struggling with this. Mm-hmm. He's going to come in. Yeah. He's a better parent than us.
Yeah.
And he's going to help us get through that. But we got to let pride
set aside.
Not keep us from, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and yeah. cleanse us from all things that are unrighteous.
Right. That's the word. There's so many scriptures that will back up all this, and we want to make sure that we learn them so we can have the stronger fight, the bigger blade, mm-hmm. the bigger sword, mm-hmm. the biggest shield, and to be able to stop the enemy from trying to come in and set up camp.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want him to set up camp in our spirit, man.
Right.
No, he has to go.
Mm-hmm.
Drive him out.
So we know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, allowing pride to set in gives way to all types of stuff. Mm-hmm. Being offended.
Yeah.
Being offended. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. we've already talked about all yeah. that, but I'm just thinking more so about things that pride causes. The bad health in our bodies. People may not want to be around us. Mm-hmm. We could lose a job.
Yeah.
May not finish out different things that were projects that we're working on, mm-hmm. you know. Not being able to accomplish them or finish them well, mm-hmm. all because of pride.
Yeah.
So if there's things that are taking place in our life that are not favorable, mm-hmm. maybe a little pride is knocking at the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Pride comes in real subtle sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like the enemy does, mm-hmm. he never bombards you with everything. He likes to take his time
mm-hmm.
so he can study you and try to critique you into being what he wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to make sure that we be what God wants us to mm-hmm. be. When you know the enemy, you know the enemy by the fruits that it mm-hmm. bears. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can feel it. The unction is letting you know this is not right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right off the bat. God would never say it like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know it's the enemy.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't sit back and just be a victim to something that you don't have to be a victim
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm. So another way I was thinking we could overcome pride is to accept the fact that our way is not always right.
Right.
That is the biggest step, and I think mm-hmm. the biggest move we could take. I had to learn that over the years.
Yeah.
That your way is not always the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have ideas, and other people's ways could definitely succeed far more than what yours could ever.
Yeah. I don't want to go too deep, but I do want to say one thing about the church. And the church can be so much better if people would just listen to each other.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be just one-sided,
mm-hmm.
one voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not how the Lord works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They work in unison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we can't gel, then why are we even trying? You know, and that's one thing you don't want to do is be a quitter. Or be someone who just thinks they know everything more than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pride. Mm-hmm. Pride can set up any kind of way. We want to make sure that, you know, when you paying attention to what people are saying, when they say it, and you want to hear what they're saying, and you want to believe what they're saying, but you got to listen to what they said before you can believe what they are saying. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to make sure that we can hear what they're really saying. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through the man of God or woman of God, whoever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we just cut back on some of these things and just not, okay, it's my way is the best way, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Not saying that that's what's going on in the church
right
now, but I've seen it in the past. Mm-hmm. And I thank God that it's not like that now. Mm-hmm. You know, people are working together, and we want to make sure we do that and keep that momentum going the way it's supposed to go.
So let's just kind of talk about that, what you just spoke of, but mm-hmm. put that in a relationship with a husband and wife. Because there could be a situation where a husband may be better than the wife at something, or the mm-hmm. wife may be better than the husband at something. And that pride could set in. Let's just say that you're better than me with finances. Mm-hmm. There is, and then I'm not. I'm not so good at finances.
Right.
So pride in me could say, he doesn't get to handle the money. Even though I know I'm not good at it, mm-hmm. I'm going to cause us to have all types of financial mm-hmm. woes and disparities
yep.
because I don't want to speak up and say that I'm not good at finances. Yeah. But if you're the better person at it, mm-hmm. then you should be doing it.
Yeah.
If you're the better person at cooking,
both of us.
Why are we going to be wasting and burning food? If you cook better, it's not a matter of it being a husband thing or a wife thing, mm-hmm. but stepping back and sitting back and saying that God gifted you with something.
Yeah.
He gifted me with something, whatever that looks like, versus rather than what the world tells us a husband's role is or a mm-hmm. wife's role is, whatever mm-hmm. we're gifted with.
Right.
We should be free to be able to, you know,
to be
allow
to, yeah.
ourselves to walk in that.
Mm-hmm.
What about, I mean, it could be communication. Maybe yeah. I'm a better communicator. Maybe you're a better communicator. Mm-hmm. That's nothing for you to be prideful about.
Well,
me
that's
to be
when
prideful
you become
about.
A better listener. If somebody is a better communicator, you know, we got to put those two things together so mm-hmm. you can work it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't have one-sided of anything.
But it those cannot. Are things that can rise up in relationships yeah, and cause divorce.
Yeah.
And cause just separations mm-hmm. because the world tells us what a husband should be doing and what a wife should be doing, but what's God's truth?
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it happens because somebody else's voice mm-hmm. came in and tried to manipulate. You know what? Your husband is not as this. And I just want to let you know that. Why? What's your real motives?
They dealing with pride?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on now. Let's just call a spade a spade. Do not involve yourself in other people's affairs unless the Lord leads you and you have some wisdom to
mm-hmm.
say. Not wisdom, because that's busyness.
Amen. No, that's real talk.
Yes.
Because you stepping in could cause wars and rumors of wars in the person's household.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sets up shop for seeds, little foxes to set in.
My Lord.
Because when a person steps in a relationship like that,
mm-hmm.
maybe a person steps in on me and then I'm not communicating that to you. So I'm just kind of harping all these thoughts in my heart and in mm-hmm. my mind, never communicating them outwardly. Mm-hmm. And then you don't know what's going on. I didn't communicate it with you that somebody done told me, you know,
mm-hmm.
why you with him? You know, you better than him. And you, you know, then things start to set up and I'm looking at you fish-eyed and cock-eyed and you don't know what's going on.
I'm like, what the heck is going on there? This ain't my baby, I know.
I know. So a spirit of pride from somebody else come in and talk to you. Yeah. So we got to be... As spouses, God. We got to make sure that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder,
mm-hmm.
and that we are, I think you said it,
mm-hmm.
discerning
yeah,
and filled with wisdom ourselves.
Yeah.
To know. Because
you know the difference. You know the fruit.
To know people's motives. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Because you want to know their fruits and what's their, I mean, I ain't even going to say fruit. I'll say know their motives.
Mm-hmm.
What are they really, what's their real
what
intentions?
What is the intention?
You know.
Mm-hmm.
let's not do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like I would not interfere with somebody that's if they're in engaged in an argument, as long as they're not being mm-hmm, fisticuffed,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not my business. Yeah, that's the way they gotta, you know, see if where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never involve yourself in other people's affairs unless they invite you in.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't invite you in, then don't get involved.
Yeah,
that's just what I live by.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to see people hurt. I don't want to see mm-hmm. people mad or angry or like that. But, you know, I want to make sure that I never overstep my boundaries
mm-hmm.
when it comes to people and their affairs.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want it done to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Treat those as you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
That's golden.
Yeah. Yeah. I know when, we may have said it already. I can't mm-hmm. really recall. But when you're wrong, you're wrong. I think we mm-hmm. said that.
We said it many times in our life.
Yeah, when you're wrong, you're just mm-hmm. wrong. Be quick to admit.
Yeah.
Be quick to be accountable and take accountability for mm-hmm. your wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're human, right? Are we not human?
Here's the thing you just said. You just made way for pride not to come in.
That's the thing.
Because you admitted you're wrong from the get-go.
And that's the thing. When we realize who we are, let's just kind of take it from the top about who we are. Mm-hmm. Number one, we're sinners.
Yeah.
And number two, we're sinners, but because of God's grace,
mm-hmm.
we can become something better and something more.
Sinless.
So, yeah. So if we understand that we're sinners already,
mm-hmm.
then that should be reassuring to know that we're going to mess up. Things are going to step in. Things are going to come.
It does happen.
So it's okay to not know it all. Mm-hmm. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to not get it right.
Right.
That is when God's grace sets in mm. and says, because I already know that you're this way.
Right.
My grace is enough.
It's sufficient.
And when we understand and realize that God's grace is enough, that is us knowing who we are
mm-hmm.
and whose we are.
Amen.
So we can say and agree with the adversary quickly.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That I did it.
Mm. But this, have no idea how many times I've done that in my life.
Yeah. And I was it not freeing?
Hey, I got to be free.
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I think that kind of pretty much just seals the deal on the whole situation.
Yeah.
Just agreeing, being in agreement with who you are in Christ.
Yes, I did it, but that's not who I am.
That's not who I
yes,
am.
Yes, I said it, but that's not
today.
Who I am.
Absolutely.
Yes, I wanted to do that, but it's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doing it. So back off.
Amen.
Amen.